What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Jeff, you had an exercise I thought that was kind of fun. Since you're being teacher today, I can feel Mr. Phelps.
I'm doing what?
You had an exercise I thought was very interesting.
Oh, don't blame me for this.
So
falls flat. It's on you, pal.
Oh, no, it's all you. If this is a bad idea, it's on you. My bad idea was the last segment. Your bad idea could be this one. So
my idea. Your bad idea. That's funny.
If you were an NBA free agent, where would you want to go and why? And I guess you could do this on two premises.
And if you're here in Northeast Ohio,
yeah,
it can't be Cleveland.
You
can't
pick anywhere but Cleveland. Anywhere but Cleveland. Where would you go?
If I were an NBA free agent and I could pick anywhere to play, where would it be?
So there's two ways to
do
this.
You're going to hate my responses. You're absolutely going to hate my responses.
Well, all right, so let me ask you the first question. Is your thought process based on current roster, or is it based on what city you may actually want to live in?
Are we talking about the same money?
Like, yes,
I'm going to get the same contract wherever I go.
Money's the same. Contract's the same.
You're not going to like this at all.
You literally can control your own destiny.
You're going to hate me. You ready?
Go ahead. You're going to say Boston.
If I had to pick number one place to go play.
Am I guessing first?
No.
Beaumont didn't get a team yet for expansion, did they? Okay.
I'm
the Golden Gators.
I'm slipping on my choice. I had one that was clearly my number one, and that I might take somebody else instead. It's either. You ready?
Yeah.
Dallas.
Closest team to Beaumont, right?
Houston.
San Antonio.
Houston's close.
Okay.
Dallas is just a great city, and it's warm, warmer in the wintertime. Or Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Now. I told you were going to hate my choices.
Yeah,
I have three others.
Although I think Charlotte's
had five places that I thought, okay, I could play here.
Good city, good food, clean, like good living, I think.
Dallas is just a really cool city.
I think it is too.
And I like Charlotte. Now let me explain my thinking on this. I'm assuming that I live in Cleveland. And I live in Northeast Ohio.
Okay.
Okay, so I couldn't stay with the Cavs. I had to go somewhere else. If I were an NBA free agent. So, you know, consider me Larry Nance Jr.
Okay. Right?
Larry's an Akron guy, but he plays elsewhere. But now he's back in Cleveland. I wouldn't pick anywhere where the weather stunk. Because the NBA season, though it begins in the fall and it ends in the spring when it's a little nicer, you know, the guts of it are during the wintertime.
Okay.
So, since I live in Cleveland, I'm going to go ahead and pick a place that's a little nicer weatherwise. So I would take Dallas or Charlotte. I have three other alternative choices.
I hate you. Yeah, keep going.
Oklahoma City, San Antonio, or maybe Phoenix. I also don't like big cities. Can you tell?
I'm with you on that.
I don't need the hassle of living in New York, although New York's a really cool city. I don't need the hassle of living in Los Angeles, even though living in Los Angeles might be cool to some people. It wouldn't be to me. I like Texas. Great state, great place to live. And I think Charlotte's a really nice, manageable city. So it would be Dallas or Charlotte.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you why I hate you.
Well, there's so many reasons. We don't have enough time. We only have about an hour 15 left in the show.
My first thought, I looked through every NBA city.
Was Dallas?
No. You want to guess where I picked? You may hate me for saying it.
Miami.
Never. I would never, ever, ever.
Orlando?
After covering, no. It's too much. It's too, no. Neither one of those cities does
Boston?
Anything for me. I like Boston a lot, but no, you're totally going in the wrong direction. That's what's insane.
You're going to Portland.
Closer.
L.A.?
Nope. Dan?
Oh, I know where you're going.
You know where
you're going.
I'm
going to the Utah Jazz.
And I'm not living in Salt Lake, I can tell you that. I'm living in Park City.
I was going to say, part of this exercise, am I my age now or am I 22?
Right now,
no,
baby.
Here's the part that bothers me the most.
By the way, wouldn't you love some thoughts? 216-474-0092.
My wife and I were just talking about this. We were talking about like life after the kids.
You have family in Utah.
I do.
So you're familiar with the area.
Well, I love going out there. But one of the things that we talked about was I said to her, listen,
Steve?
Yeah, she said, Bill? I said, the one thing I want to do in retirement, if and when we ever get there and ever afford it, I don't want to drive in snow anymore. I'm just tired of driving in snow. And then here I was, I just picked probably
Utah.
The snowiest town.
You picked Utah.
One of the snowiest towns in the NBA.
Like Denver's really cool. I like Denver's kind of a cool city, and Colorado's beautiful, but it's the same thing. I'm assuming I'm living in Cleveland, and I've had enough of snow myself. That's why I picked Charlotte or Dallas.
It's also you talk about immersive stuff. It's like you can live anywhere and still pretend like you're in Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? You can watch every game, right? You can listen to us.
Well, yeah.
Like you're sitting here, like folks are right now on the Odyssey app.
And
all over the country.
You're
in Cleveland. Doesn't matter. Your radio's in Cleveland.
I had a gentleman in Germany the other day who I was in communication with, and you've been in communication with him. And he said, I'm in Germany. I love listening to your show. That's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
God bless the Odyssey app.
God bless you, Odyssey app. I started looking through, like, going through all these other cities. I like Boston. I could live in Boston.
There's some great
New
cities.
New York does nothing for me. Indianapolis, boring city.
Milwaukee
is a lot like Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland,
the lake is
I
east.
Like the
Everyone
people
drives
there.
Slowly, and you get more snow.
Detroit does nothing for me. Orlando is just too much.
But see,
at this age.
I agree with Orlando. Orlando is interesting, but I'm not a fan of Florida.
Denver or Phoenix.
You know where else I could live.
Phoenix is cool.
I would go Denver or Phoenix.
But Phoenix has become it's kind of a crowded spot now. And if you're looking to, just enjoy life, Phoenix might have a little bit of a buzz. I don't know.
D.C. does nothing for me. Toronto does, though.
Toronto's a great city, except for one thing.
It's the same problems you're having in the other city. Like,
exactly.
For the same reason I don't want to go to D.C. is probably a little bit of the reason why I wouldn't want to go to Toronto. Slater's in Valley City. Slater, where are you going?
Boy, my first thought was Denver. I lived out there for 4 months. It's fantastic out there.
It's beautiful.
I mean, you have mountain views no matter where you go.
There are
no...
An
hour east.
Yeah, Slater, when I was in Montana, even the...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Really, really bad courses were gorgeous. They're gorgeous because you're in the mountains. That's
plus,
why.
You get to play with Jokic, which would be a freaking blast.
Oh, now we're actually talking about the basketball part.
We went to team. Yeah.
That's true. Well, no, I mean, I was with Dan. I mean, Denver or Phoenix. I love Phoenix. As you can tell, I'm a golf guy. So the golf in Phoenix, fantastic. But I think also one I haven't heard mentioned yet, I've heard Atlanta is actually, other than the traffic, you don't want to get stuck on 75. But Atlanta, I've heard, is a very, very nice city to live. Weather, great all year round, except when they randomly get snow, like this last January.
And then it gets shut down.
And it's snow, and they absolutely have no idea what to do.
Slater, the traffic in Atlanta is hideous.
So is D.C.
Been there, for sure.
Well, most of these cities are like that, too. Thanks, Slater.
Good stuff, Slater.
I mean, San Francisco is the same problem, right? It's just a nightmare to get around sometimes. And I get that claustrophobic
feeling. You've been to San Francisco, have you not?
Many, many times.
It's a really, really, really cool city to visit. Man, I couldn't live there on a bet. And the prices are so, so outrageous for real estate.
And there's some pretty aggressive people on the streets. I'll just leave it at that. I'll be nice about it. I've never done Oklahoma City. I can tell you that.
It's a nice spot. It's a small town feel, actually. I like Oklahoma City. It made my secondary list. Oklahoma City, San Antonio, or Phoenix. San Antonio and Oklahoma City are small towns.
I got to tell you, this exercise makes me appreciate Cleveland more than ever.
If I could choose, I would choose Cleveland because it's my home and I love it.
Yeah.
But our thought was you couldn't pick Cleveland.
Speaking of, here's Evan. Evan's in Cleveland. Hi, Evan. How are you?
Hi, Evan.
I'm going to.
Evan?
I have not. But, I'm worried about the storms and stuff, but.
Storms, Evan, thank you. You know what's sad? You have one experience in the city, and it lasts with you for a lifetime.
You had one in New Orleans?
Yeah, it was. I mean, my nephew got married down there, and it was the wedding was awesome. You know,
still married?
Yeah, something
all right, good.
He has a kid.
All right,
another B in the basking world. But my wife and I were walking down the street, and some guy tried to snatch her purse, and I was just like, "Why? Like, come on."
New Orleans.
It's a good thing my wife is tough, man. Didn't get him.
New Orleans has a...
What are you doing? Oh, man, she was... Oh.
New Orleans is a little beat. You know what I mean? And it's not just because of the weather situation.
It's unique, though. Well, that's the thing about New Orleans that I like.
Well, it's
I
really like, interesting.
It's kind of this whole...
It's interesting. Where I lived in Texas was right on the border to Louisiana, so we kind of had more... as much of a Louisiana feel as a Texas feel. And I liked it. But the last time I was in New Orleans, and it was after Katrina, I was talking to the door guy at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking around town.
Did you tip him, by the way?
No. And I'm looking around town. There's nothing to tip. I walked out and said, hello. What am I going to tip him for? Hey, thanks for your word.
Maybe he gave you some good
no,
advice.
Well, I walked out, and I had been walking around town, and, you know, it's kind of trashy, you know? And I said to him, so things still getting cleaned up from Katrina, huh? And he said, oh, no, this is a lot better than it was before the storm. And I thought, oh, my God. I remember I walked across the street to a place with the arches that are gold. And it was just, it was the most filthy, filthy of the arches that are gold I've ever been in my life.
And this was...
It was right in downtown New Orleans.
Oh, in downtown.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Although I will say one good thing. I said one bad thing, I'm going to say a good thing. When we were there for the wedding, we missed the family pictures. That's bad.
Nice job.
Because someone hit a rental car. Now, here's where I'll give you credit.
I remember that. Dan, now it's all coming back to me. Remember, Dana?
What, the rental car getting hit by a rental car?
Yeah.
A rental car got hit while it was parked.
You know, the strangest things happen.
But the greatest thing about it, I do have,
strangest things happen.
Hang on a second. I'll give you the strangest thing in a minute here.
Good.
The one thing I do remember is the person that hit the car, who lived in New Orleans, left a big long note and said, I'm really sorry. I was trying to park and I dented your car as I was parallel parking, left all the information that we needed. And I was like, okay, it would have been very easy for that person to just kind of take off, right?
People in the South are very nice.
Yeah. So I do have a lot of aspect. I respect the people.
They have manners.
You just got to keep your eyes open down there.
That guy wanted to steal your wife's purse.
That's true, except for that was a bad man. Very bad man. Michael Bauman's coming up at 1 o'clock. Can I leave you with one more story?
My day won't be complete.
Just to say that my life is just a complete tornado.
Hurricane.
So I've been to the BMV three times in the last 24
hours. Here comes
hours.
Dano. We knew this would get in there.
And here's what I'm going to say. I'll tell you where I was. First of all, the places that I went to, I was at the BMV in Mayfield. I'll tell you that. That's where I was yesterday, where I was live tweeting. And then this morning I was in Northfield. I have so much respect for the people that work at the BMV. I know the BMV gets a bad rap, but man, are they patient. And I listened to a guy that was working there yesterday, and I was on Twitter. I was like, He had a guy, first of all, the wait there was forever. And, like, I'm kind of fond of the one in Mayfield because when I was 16, that's where I got my license for the first time, right, out of Golden Gate. And I was just, so to me, I want to go there because it's kind of like the place where I got my license. I know I'm a complete goofball because I have because I cherish moments like that. And the guy who was working there yesterday, he had there was someone up there from Florida. The guy was originally from Florida. And he was sitting at the counter, and he must have said the same thing to the gentleman behind the glass 18 times about trying to get a license, an Ohio license. And this guy was unbelievably nice and patient. The wait was over an hour, and you could see why, because the folks that were working behind the window were just like, they had to be so patient. So I tip my cap to that guy. He clearly has a free pass or a quick pass to heaven, I think, after dealing with this guy that was trying to get his license from Florida. And he's like, hey, you need to contact them. And they go, well, how do I do that? I got a new computer. And I was just like, oh, my God, what are you doing? You're taking forever, to the guy that was in line. And he was like, look, let me Google it for you. And I was just like, oh, my God, how nice is this guy? So I tip my cap to BMV workers today. Congratulations to you. If you're nice, it's awesome. Let me tell you. And I ran into a lot of nice ones over the last 24 hours.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.